زن هستم، دختر هستم، خواهر هستم، رفیق و همسر هستم، مادر هستم.
You're listening to some music from Afghanistan to help set the mood for our next segment, A Meal with a Mission, to help one family there meet some very basic needs. How you can help. Thank you for being here with us on Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. You're listening to the music of Ariana Saeed. She's the favorite singer of our next guest, who says her family in Afghanistan cannot hear her on the airwaves, neither radio nor TV, for that matter, all entertainment, because it's been banned by the Taliban. But they have bigger problems right now being able to meet some basic needs. And one local business is hoping that Juno will pitch in and help. Joining us now, Caleb Berger with Alaska Probiotics. She is organizing a meal with a mission to help Seema Shoja's family back home. Seema runs a daycare business and is busy at this time of the day, so I pre-recorded this conversation with Kayla and Seema about Seema's family's dilemma and how you can help. First of all, where did the idea for the fundraiser come up? And maybe, Kayla, we could start with you on that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us on, Rhonda. The world is very aware of the disheartening events that have been transpiring overseas in Afghanistan. However, doesn't necessarily provide that intimate, very real detail about what's happening to civilians and to those on the ground, day-to-day living. And so when I realized that one of our team members at Alaska Probiotics, Harris Monseth, Seema's son, had family actually living in Afghanistan, I wanted to reach out and see if there was anything that I could do to help, anything that Alaska Probiotics could do to help. We view all of our team members as family, so it felt really important to reach out. And Harris was excited and put me in touch with his mom, Seema. I connected with Seema. We got on a phone call. And as I was listening to Seema speak, I just began to feel so many emotions that I haven't felt from tuning into the latest news headlines. I just wanted our community to experience this tangible interconnectedness like I did when I heard Seema talk about her and Harris's family. I wanted to somehow figure out a way to, through the fundraiser, make it that much more personal and real and heartfelt.
So Seema, so glad to have you on our program. Having someone that we can have a connection with, to understanding what is happening there.
Thank you, Rhonda, for having me. And first of all, I want to thank and appreciate Kayla for her great kindness to organize this fundraiser. I really appreciate that.
Seema, before we go any further, I do want to give our audience a heads up that before this conversation, you expressed concerns about giving too many specific details about your family because you fear that this conversation could be heard elsewhere and have ramifications for your family. Is that a widespread fear of families here in the United States?
Yes, everybody, as families in Afghanistan, we are worried about what is going to happen there. Right now, their life is on hold and really unknown future. It really worries us. Every time when I talk to any family member there, we can't speak clearly. We have to say some stuff in different language or something to not be in trouble by Taliban. My families are in fear. I, at the beginning, actually, we couldn't sleep at all. I had to contact my family in the Lower 48 to what is going on there and what they expected, and contact to family in Afghanistan, which we have quite a few, my husband, Mansoff's families there.
So I know you don't want to in any way identify your family, but maybe you could tell us about their situation. What are they facing right now and why do they need help?
Right now, our families are from north. There is all the fighting happening over there, which is Panjshir, but my families are in Kabul. Right now, they go home to home and identify those people from Panjshir. Has been taking a lot of kids, younger kids and teenagers to unknown places. These kids that we have in our family, they were college students, school students, and they can't even go to their schools. They can't get out of the house to go to the mosque or something, because they get anybody from that state, Panjshir, they will take them and take them to unknown places. My brother-in-law cannot go to work. He hasn't got paid for prior to this. And neither my sister-in-law, nobody can go to work because all the offices are closed. They're like unknown future they have. They don't know what's going to happen.
So it sounds like everybody has to live sort of this shadow life. They're afraid to go out in public because they're not sure if the Taliban will pick them up and take them away. Somehow people from Panjshir are being targeted. And can you tell us about why that's happening?
Panjshir is the only province or state that not taken by Taliban. They were fighting against them. That's why they want to have revenge from the people who were in Kabul from Panjshir to take their kids away from them to unknown places. I don't know, to brainwash them. That's why Panjshiris are more in danger.
So if your brother-in-law is not getting a paycheck and everybody has to stay inside, they can't go work, how are they surviving? What are they eating?
That's the question. Yeah, we want to know. Whatever they had, they saved, gone. Somehow they have to go to the store and buy things. It's not safe to go anywhere. My brother-in-law, he went at one point and they stopped him in three checkpoints that, where are you from? What are you carrying in your car? This time he got out, but we never know if next time if he goes, come back home or not. Anybody leave the house, they say goodbye to their family, basically. But they don't know if they're coming back or not.
So going out is a huge risk to take. So what can we do to help?
We are hoping that the situation getting better. Somebody not from Panjshir help them to go and get their need from the store, hopefully. The banks are closed right now. There's a lot of protesting everywhere in the world by Afghans and non-Afghans. Hopefully Europe or America or somebody do something about this to get rid of Taliban and the normal educated people come to power. By the way, that state that we are from, they're very educated people fighting against these Taliban.
Perhaps, Kayla, we should go to you to find out how this fundraiser is going to work, how we can help.
Okay.
How have you set it up?
Sure. Yeah, so Saturday, we are holding a fundraiser at Alaska Probiotics downtown. We're located right before Devil's Club Brewing Company, kind of between the old Harside, going up the street. If you've hit Devil's Club, you've gone too far. And so just swing on by. We're doing everything to go to keep the crowds at a minimum. And just come on in. And plates are $15. Delicious, authentic food prepared by Seema. Buy your whole family dinner, and it will help the Mansoff family in Afghanistan. And we'll also have art for sale as well, donated by lots of really amazing, wonderful local artists. So thank you so much to the local artists.
So Seema, tell us about some of the food that we are going to be buying at this fundraiser.
We are going to make a rice dish, which is really famous, called Kabuli Palau. And it is rice with chicken and some carrots and raisins. And it is really popular, the rice dish from Afghanistan. Any restaurant that you go, you can find that. And also I'm going to make a vegetarian version of that without meat. Some of our friends are vegetarian. The other food that I'm going to make is called bolani, which is basically a flatbread with leeks and yogurt and vinegar sauce. Another dish will be chickpeas salad.
You're making me hungry. So going back to the fundraiser, Kayla, why do you think it's so important that we do something?
Oh, I think it is so important that people find that interconnectedness in our community, because oftentimes it opens a door to be able to understand more about what's going on in our world and not just hear the news version, but really feel the neighbor version. And being able to learn from that, it's so important to show support for our community members who are going through stuff.
Well, it's great that you're offering us a way to get connected to this and to make a difference in one family's life. So once again, will you recap what we need to know to be able to be a part of this, Kayla?
So Saturday is the event, and we will be serving really delicious, wonderful food made by Seema, traditional Afghani food, from 4 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m., everything is to go, so come on by and we will set you up, hopefully your whole family up, with dinner. Plates cost $15 a piece. Any extra donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. We will have a Venmo account set up as well and are accepting cash donations as well.
Well, I hope that it all goes really well. And Seema, I hope that your family weathers this safely.
Yeah. Thank you, Rhonda. I also want to thank and appreciate the Juno community, that we are, they accept our family as part of the community. And we love everybody here. They treat us really good all the time. My kids have lots of friends, and myself have lots of friends, and my husband, everybody, we love Juno. I'm really glad that I'm living in a community that everybody love each other. Thank you.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to spread some love that goes all the way to Afghanistan, to your family.
Zan astam, dokhtar astam, khohar astam, rafiq o hamsar astam. مادر هستم دو حرف و یه هجالی که با منو
Kayla Berger and Seema Shoja, here today to take us behind the headlines and give us an appreciation of one family's struggle. Thank you for joining us. And that'll do it for Juno Afternoon. Have a great weekend.